Maynard Meyer for Q92 Radio. On the line with me right now, we have Brody Peterman from the Lackbarrow Valley Robotics Team, better known as the Jukebots these days. And they're participating in some competition up in Grand Forks, North Dakota. Brody, tell us what's going on up there.
So we're competing up in Grand Forks at the Great Northern Regional. We've had 6 matches today. We've lost 2 and we've won 4 of our matches. And we're currently ranked number 10 of 56 teams.
Well, that's not too bad. Where does it go from here now? Competition continue tomorrow?
The competition will continue tomorrow. We're hoping to get at least ranked eighth. That way we can be a team leader in the finals and then pick our other 2 members of our team.
Okay, tell us, for those of us who haven't seen the robot this year, just what does it have to do this year? What's it all about?
So the robot has a arm that will go over our bumpers, and then we'll pick up a note. We'll lift the arm back up, then we'll drive as quick as we can to a tall pole thing, not a pole, but a box, and then we'll shoot the note into a box, and then we'll go back and get another note.
Okay, so it's just how many can shoot the most of them into the box over the shortest period of time. Is it a timed event, or how's that work?
We have 2 minutes and 30 seconds total. The first 15 seconds, the robot is not controlled by humans. It's controlled by itself. And then the last 2 minutes 15, it's controlled by August Amland, and he's doing a great job driving it this year.
All right, how all do you have on the team there? Are there too many to mention, or you got all the names there?
We could probably get at the names. We have me, which is Brody Peterman. We have Jonathan Redepenning, Anthony Tafoya. We have Tyler Rolfsmeyer, August Amland. We have Dante Torres. We have Casey Piotr. We have RJ Kuzman. We have Kate Olstead. We have Abby Amland. We have Anthony Larson. And we have Darren Reltz.
Now, how long does, shall we say, your season go there? After this, is there more competition coming up, or what happens?
So, depending upon how we do here, we might advance to Worlds, which we might not. We'll see how it goes. Okay. And then,
where would that be?
Worlds would be in Houston, Texas, then it would be robots competing from all over the world.
That'd be fun to get down there, wouldn't it?
It would be. I don't have the highest hopes.
Well, you never know. Keep your fingers crossed, huh? Have you been, is this your, how many years have you been doing this, Brody?
This is my 2nd year in robotics.
Okay. And everybody else, you got some seasoned veterans on your team there, or everybody kind of just,
yep.
I know I've seen some of the faces there before.
Yeah. This is August's 4th year. This is his 2nd year driving, so he's very qualified for it. This is also Dante's 3rd year in robotics. And then Anthony Tafoya has 2 years. Like I said, I have 2 years. RJ Kuzman also has 2 years. And Tyler Rosemeyer also has 2 years. Everyone else is a new face.
All right. Well, great. Sounds like you're having fun, doing a good job, having a pretty good day there. I know we were watching a little bit of online earlier. Paul Ramo had it on his computer in his office. So
it's on our Facebook page.
Okay.
You can get it through there.
And that's Jukebots. That's Jukebots, Jukebots Facebook page. Well, yeah, that's a pretty good video there. Kind of a nice shot of all the competition going on, and got an announcer there and everything. So we encourage people to get online and check that out. When does the competition start on Saturday? What time?
I believe the competition starts around 8:30. Sorry.
That continue on through the morning into the afternoon then?
Our first match is 8:55, and I don't know when our next one is after that.
Okay. Well, sounds good. Brody, appreciate you taking some time out of the busy schedule up there in Grand Forks. Bring us up to date on how the Jukebots are doing. Best of luck to you and the team there, and we'll get an update again tomorrow, hopefully.
All righty. Thank you.
Yep, thank you. Bye now.